Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did Mr. and Mrs. Met travel?
I saw them in London, but I don't know if that counts.
They don't make vacation plans in October.
No, not them. Do they travel to away games?
Very rarely. Very rarely.
Because I know that mascots travel in the NFL.
I didn't see the Philly Fanatic at City Field the other night.
Grimace took them out.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's much traveling.
No, I don't think so either, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Isn't this, you make an exception because you could clinch on the road.
Tiki, you want to see Mr. Met go to Citizens Bank Park on a Friday night with a bunch of drunkards?
He'll get pelted in that big head.
Poor Mrs. Met's going to have a problem, too.
The tush push.
I mean, that's a rough evening. So I advise Mr. and Mrs. Met to stay local. Though, this is why my wife is the best for a myriad of reasons. So she's asking me this morning to explain all the scenarios.
Okay.
And I said, okay, we're one win away. And she says, what about the other series? Because she's thinking ahead.
The Dodgers.
Padre Dodgers. And I was like, San Diego's up 2-1, you know. She's like, when would game 1, 2, 6, 7 be? I'm giving her the date. She's like, so we going? I said, excuse me? She's like, yeah. California? San Diego? L.A.? I'm in. I'm like, really? And then she follows up with,
would you ever go? Would you go?
If I could make it work, sure. I got to make it work. But then she follows up with, what are the fans like? And I said, okay, hon.
I've been in San Diego?
So San Diego and L.A., and they are very, very different. I said, hon, if we go to San Diego,
I would guess it's chill.
They are the sweetest human beings known to man.
Of course, it's the most beautiful place on the country.
That probably has a lot to do with it.
Right.
And
what do you got to be stressed about?
It's a good point. And I'll give you a specific example. I went to Jets-Chargers when the Jets beat them in 2009.
Right.
2010, but the 2009 season. And Benigno and I were there. They beat the Chargers that day to go to the AFC Championship game. And we walked out of that building getting congratulated. Arms like, hey, that was a great job. Now, meanwhile, that was a brutal loss for the Chargers. Mm. Like, that wasn't a, hey, we're happy to be here. That was an awful loss. The problem was, as sweet as they were, one of us, me or Benigno, you can make the guess, was so obnoxious back to them.
Of course it was Joe.
Bad job by me.
Hey, winning streak over. And Joe will tell you to this day, he thinks he went too far.
Yeah,
I was wrong. I admit it.
He knows. But San Diego is a peaceful, beautiful city. So if the Mets ever played San Diego, luckily, in the National League Championship Series, that's a great trip. You'd have a good time. But let me get to L.A. Mm. You talk about scum. You talk about douchey. You talk about disgusting.
That's because of the expectation. It's because of the arrogance.
You think that's what it is?
Yes.
I think it's just bad humans.
That we're supposed to win. Mm. And we've done everything to gain an advantage to win.
Yeah.
Whether it's spending, what did they spend this offseason?
A lot.
$500 million?
Yeah.
Maybe more than that? Or what? They just believe that they're supposed to.
I think it goes deeper than that because I started having issues with L.A. many years ago, long before they started doing that. Long before Guggenheim. And you're right, that's probably added to it. But going to L.A., it's actually dangerous. Like, I would put it on a level close to Philadelphia, maybe even worse. I got to tell you, like, it's a bad scene in L.A. So if anybody is thinking, hey, what if we win tonight? What if we win Friday? I'd love to go to California. There's a clear distinction between those two trips.
The arrogance comes from the Dodgers are the big brother, and they have two little brothers. They have the Angels, and nobody cares about, and the Padres. So they really sit on the perch out there. By the way, Evan, my in-laws live in Beverly Hills, so we have a place to stay. You just got to pay for my flight, but I'll give you the free board.
If my wife is coming, do you think you're coming?
I gave you free board. It's expensive, Los Angeles.
I don't want free board.
He's trying to finagle his way as best he can.
I know.
Just carry me on.
Give him credit.
I do give him credit. I think that if the Mets have a chance to win a National League pennant, I think we'd all go.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
same definitely with the Yankees. I think Cleveland and Detroit are beautiful this time of year. I think we could just start pounding out different cities. Just take it all on the road. Where would you rather go, Yankee fans, Detroit or Cleveland?
Cleveland. Yep.
Cleveland?
Love Cleveland.
By the way, just think about the different options the Mets have and the different options the Yankees have.
It's midges season.
I mean, my God. Cleveland or Detroit versus L.A. or San Diego?
I never spent time in Detroit to know whether or not it's... I mean, it's probably not the best, but could see the Lions.
That's true. Let's see if the timing works out.
Go see my guy, Dan Campbell.
Imagine if Dan Campbell lets us stay over his mansion.
It's privately. It's private now. Nobody knows where it is.
Oh, really?
That was a big giveaway by his daughter's friend.
Oh, I heard about that, right? Like, didn't his daughter, like, have a friend in school give out the address or something?
Yeah.
That's a freaking crazy story.
It was.
But you're friends with Dan. He'll let you know what the address is.
No, I don't, actually.
You don't have his address or you don't have his number?
I have his number.
Oh.
I have his address. I haven't been to his house in Detroit.
If you texted Dan right now and say, hey, how's it going? A little small chat. And then you said, hey, by the way, can me and some of my coworkers sleep over Casa de Campbell? How do you think he'd respond to that?
He'd say, sure.
And then we do the show from there.
Yeah, now that's a story.
Live from Casa de Campbell.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
The Campbell's out of toilet paper, and I got to come out of that room is rough.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.